David, whether you have a few weeks old puppy or a senior who's seen multiple decades, any dog person like me knows the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet.
Yep.
The farmer's dog makes it easy to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with your lovely dog.
Yeah, well, I've heard Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. And, you know, that's what everyone's looking for. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced. It's made from human-grade ingredients, safe, clean kitchens. All that stuff matters.
Yeah. I mean, you love your dog. Why get the lousy food for your dog? Farmer's Dog is the best. Traditional dry and wet dog food options are extremely processed.
Sometimes
they use
dogs...
much lower quality. Yeah.
you put it in their bowl and they go, what is this kibble? And they knock it away. What is this canned goo?
Oh, yeah. I've had our dog, yeah, look at the bowl and then kind of crank its neck up and look at me. And it was like, really?
They go, really? Why don't you go first? You want a bite of this? Slop?
And it makes that sound.
Here you go, dog.
So Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. It makes it easy to help your dog reach and stay at their ideal weight, David, and which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, David, from healthier coat and skin, better breath, if you want to kiss your dog, and even easier digestion and smaller and better poops.
Let's look at a clip. It doesn't matter if your dog's young or old, it's always the right time to invest in their health for more happy years with your dog. Get 50% off your first box at farmersdog.com/fly.
Let the Farmer's Dog know we sent you. Use your code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
And now for a word from our sponsors at Betterment. Let's talk about hustle culture. You know, the whole rise and grind, go big or go home thing. It's a lifestyle that may not be for you, but one that your money can handle thanks to Betterment. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. How? Their automated technology optimizes your investments again and again. With Betterment, your money is taking ice baths at 5 a.m. while you get your well-deserved rest. Your money downs protein smoothies and automatically reinvests your dividends all before you head out the door. Your money's a workaholic, but you don't have to be because you've got Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. How would they, so they either face each other and do that until one quits because their eyes are burning or something, but or they go like this way and they shoot out for trajectory, like long jump. What do you think? This is what we start with. Okay, we're going to start now, Dana. This is starting and it's officially started.
Have we started?
Yeah. And we're looking at my haircut, and there's a lot of, the phones are lighting up already. Like, what is going
on? Well, in a word, you got height. You got height. You got Conan hair. That's a big swoop. I think it looks good, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's a real Coney Island, because look, it's straight up. It's like a dog licked my face.
Right.
You know, and I was trying to differentiate, because they go, you and Dana look the same. By the way, you're not supposed to say that to two white guys. That's racism.
It's a little R word.
It's questionable. So yeah, basically, I have this Coney Island thing because I got a haircut and I said, you know, I got these wings on the side, which I don't mind, but it looked a little bit like, you know, that little elf that is in those movies, a cartoon elf, which we'll pull later and put up. But then I said, well, Dana... Okay. We're just two guys that have blonde hair. Like, it's okay, everybody. And so, but every other comment is like, die, dead. You guys, no, you look, I don't care. No, get a new comment. Okay. Other than that.
Well, I guess it's like a sport. Like, hey, you want to go look at some online podcasts and see if the hosts look alike?
Yeah, let's do it.
And I guess we're number one with a bullet. They look a lot alike.
By the way, there's some other ones.
We love our fans.
Yeah, I like my fans. I like my hair. And it's really getting some height today. I don't think it's the happy elf.
Yeah.
No, Heather's trying to show me elves. And I'm like, I don't know. It's a famous one. Someone will send it.
What kind of products you're using, but we should endorse them.
Shellac.
We should get a deal.
Gorilla glue. So let me tell you about my weekend, Dan, just quickly. And then we'll get to the more boring stuff.
I want to hear it because usually you have very asymmetrical things happen, things that are a little different. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, so it's a little skewed. A little skewed. I have a cup of coffee and watch a movie of the week, and you're out in the world getting your ass kicked or whatever.
Dana's watching a rerun of McMillan and Wife.
That's a good one. McMillan and Wife is just enough that you would, for kids out there about references, David's great at them. Dennis Miller's the king. He'd be McMillan and Wife, you know? We throw in a dragnet here and there. And
Jill St. John?
Top it off with, I can't think of it. That's why I'm not Dennis.
So I did the road. I told you I guided Santa Rosa, San Diego, and Palm Springs last week. And
yes,
next week is Virginia, Richmond, Charlotte, and Tysons. So I go to the Santa Rosa was a blast, and it was pouring rain. Now, the only highlights are I take some puddle jumper out there, you know, Delta, I don't know what it was. But you get off, and the person in front of me is holding an umbrella. I'm like, why would you bring an umbrella on a plane? And they're like, gadoosh, because we get off and we're on the runway. So it's one of those where you get off and walk on the runway.
And they
have a canopy for about 4 feet. And then you're just, hey, the fucking airport's that way, guy. And I'm like walking in the pouring, pissing rain. Like, it's really very old school. And listen, we have a blessed life, Dana. We always have to throw that in. But we have to bitch about something. Because it was the worst turbulence. The pilot said, one of the worst in my career. Not me, the pilot. Not me. And so
after the flight, when you're getting off for the bye-bye part, you know, the worst he's ever had.
Some husband asked the guy, that was pretty bad, huh? And he goes, one of the worst in my career. And I was like, so obviously I'm HR tough and stuff. Didn't bother me. And now I'm more worried about the rain because there's a canopy for about 4 feet and then you're on your own. Then it's like, hey, guy, airport's that way. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm walking, you know, but tough it out. And then, at the show, beautiful theater there. You did your special there. It's beautiful.
Squatting Monkeys Tell No Lies, available now on
Is that
Amazon?
The name of it?
Yeah. Okay. After you finish your story, I'll tell you the disaster of that title.
Okay, good. There's no real story other than it was fun. And then right before the show, I'm signing, you know, they put posters backstage to sign and they go, hey, we had to let two people go, but we're going to give them a refund. I go, oh, why? What happened? They're drunk? No, they brought their kid. And I go, oh, how old do you have to be in here? And they go, well, it was more of a baby. And I'm like, oh, baby. And they go, yeah, 1 week old fucking baby just popped out of the oven. A 1 week old, Dana, what are you doing? They're not going to get the intricacies of my act. Do they want me to cut the cord? What are we doing?
I've had toddlers, you know.
I know. I've had kids like, oh, my daughter's 15. Do you care? Is there any F-bombs? I'm like, yes. But, you know, it's not like dirty, but I'm like, I get it. But man, that's pretty young to be a fan of mine.
Is it? That'd be my first thing. What, I mean, your demographic is huge. It's a very wide. And now we know it goes to 1 week of
it being starts at one born. Week. Well, yeah. Before that, because it's already a fan, already getting tickets to a show.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, David Spade's coming. I almost missed it, but I was born and now I get to go. I don't have to wait for the next year or whatever, but I will go back to that place. It was great. And so now I want to hear your story about that theater because it's a great theater.
Well, first of all, about flying, I give you kudos. I've been on a couple tough flights with you and you don't seem to get too rattled. You believe in a higher power will protect you. You did clutch a little figurine or something. And you cried gently, but
no. Broken here, nail.
My control issues are so off the charts that if I'm flying across country and I've got a nervous flyer next to me, they sometimes have a little map. You see where your plane is. Then I get on my iPad and I get air turbulence reports. So I'm a Svengali the entire flight. I go, in 5 minutes, it's going to be kind of choppy for about 10 minutes. So the whole flight, I'm predicting it. And then one time I noticed, I looked at the flight where we were, and we were supposed to go from LA to New York, and we were circling over Montreal. I said, we're way north now, and there's a huge storm coming in. Okay, so I'm just coaching her. She's in tears with all this turbulence. We're going down the Hudson Valley. There's a huge black cloud on the right, and I said, we're just going to miss it, and we swept in. So she gave me a hug and said, who are you?
You're almost Sully landing on the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, I know. I found out afterwards, Sully, after that, he's so traumatized, he could only fly in planes that land on the water. So he only flew amphibious planes after that.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I made that up. But my special Squatting Monkeys Tell No Lies was just from a bit that I did about Scientology. You know how there you come from a planet and your thetums get in you and stuff like that. What religion would blow them away? What religion would a Scientologist hear about and go, holy shit, that's whacked? So I made up this religion. We are the cuckoo or the voodoo. And they basically put a harness in a monkey and they put him over a vat of pudding and they lower him down and chant a mantra. And, you know, so it came from that. Squatting Monkeys Tell No Lies. That's their sacred mantra.
Oh, okay. Well, that would make sense.
What's the name of your last Netflix special? Go.
I was only quizzing. No, I got a name for a new one. Ready? It's called General Soreness, because that's what I feel every day.
Wow. So you're going to punt on Rackham, which would be the
hell
greatest
yeah,
name.
Yeah, Rackham. Fuck off. That was a good one.
You Rackham. Have a
By the way, do you know
what's
about Sully? I bet
name.
You didn't know this trivia.
General Soreness.
Because I can know a guy
good.
That's in the pilot union. He said after that, he got a lot of puss.
And he dropped the Y, which made it seem a little more.
I cleaned it up for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm so dirty. I am dirtier than you, Dane. I have to say on this thing, I do say a couple F-bombs and stuff.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm not, I'll go as blue as possible. I mean, nothing shocks me. I'm the one who did Kirk Douglas and Burt Lancaster as lovers, you know. I mean,
right.
I have a way of being blue.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't hide it as much. I mean, you do so many corporates and I'm mostly known for being on TV. And when people come see me do stand up, they don't really know I started at stand up. And after the show, they don't really know or believe that I still do stand up. They're like, what was that? But I think that when I do, when I
You're
do
an
a good
incredible stand up,
yeah, I'll be in Charlotte, I'll be in Richmond. So I do it, but I think people know me from Just Shoot Me or Rules of Engagement or maybe movies, and they go, oh, they're almost always PG-13. So when I come out,
right,
it's not Martin Lawrence. You know what I mean? They're not like, oh, I don't want to shock them. They go, I dip into it, but it's a goofy way. So who cares? You know, that's really what it's about.
Well, I'm trying to think what if I do a corporate day, where do I stretch it out? I don't know. I mean, the one joke that I do, it's one of those jokes that gets a laugh that I didn't write. I heard a psychologist say it on the radio and I thought, man, that's funny. I'm just going to slow it down and make a bit out of it. So the bit was, you know, you always tell your kids to be kind to women, you know, because women, if you really think about women, they like a man who's strong, muscular, big shoulders, but they also want a man who's sensitive and kind and can understand their needs. But ladies, you can't have that guy because that guy's got a boyfriend.
Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fly. netsuite.com/fly. netsuite.com/fly.
Looking to save on delivery? DashPass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. DashPass is an exclusive membership with DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, grocery from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Let's try to have a spontaneous conversation where each one of us has a coma and goes silent every 3 to 5 seconds.
I know, here's Dana
seconds.
Telling me a joke. When he gets a punchline, I'm like this.
Yeah.
And then he goes, David, and I go, are you done? I didn't. You just came back.
Here's me frozen responding to your best joke.
Okay. Here's me like this frozen. That's what they just.
Here's
that's
me
what
when
you
do a
joke
that sounds like mine.
Oh, you put Sorry. Me off. I go like this. Here's me when I freeze right when the wall falls in.
Here's me when I can't hear you.
Here's a waiter when he's on a podcast but he's frozen.
Here's me when I can't see you.
Here's the shark when it freezes.
That's the name of that new haircut. Call it the shark.
The shark. I got a dorsal.
Yeah. This is a dart. This is a new haircut called the shark. It's like the shimmy with dancing.
Bones are lighting up with this haircut. Let's get to some headlines, mm-hmm. Dan. I can't wait to hear what's going on in the world.
Let's do it and see if the algorithm gets with us on this.
Let's get some algo frozen. Shit going.
Let's get some.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hit us with whatever one and we'll just talk about it. We haven't seen these. Just so you know, we don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
This is what I read. Someone says, I bet we'll have flying cars in the future. And then this headline is Ice Spice reportedly in a squirt off with lava. So do you know what squirting is?
Yeah, I do, but I've never heard
I
of
feel
a squirt
sad
off.
That you do. No, squirt off is where it was headed.
Oh, that's just look.
By
I
the
mean,
way, I didn't tell Heather. I saw Ice Spice at goddamn Cheesecake Factory the other night. Isn't that funny? So Whitney talks about squirting. I talk about it in my act. But I guess these two,
yes.
I don't know if this is pay-per-view or what, but I'm in. So how would they either face each other and do that until mm-hmm. one quits because their eyes are burning or something, but or they go like this way and they shoot out for trajectory, like long jump. What do you think? This is what we start with.
Well, I love that we're just going to be PG-13. Now we're
in
this.
My God, why are we starting with squirting? I agree.
Let's start with the ice. I got the memo. We're going to start with the squirt chunk. And then
this is a real story.
And then we got a necrophilia story.
No.
That
that's right. I don't go there.
Okay,
we'll go to another
there.
Story. I like that one, though.
Mom loses $800,000 disability case after photos emerge of her winning tree-throwing competition.
So she filed for disability because she got hurt on the job, got insurance mm-hmm. money, and then she goes, well, I hope no one's looking. I'm going to go throw trees. Like, don't you know in movies they follow you and they
I
don't
got
want
a
to pay
bad
the money?
Back.
So they want to make sure
she's throwing
hurt.
A small redwood tree. 300 yards.
Fucking,
my
full,
back hurts.
I don't know. I'll be really good at this one. Full tree throwing gloves, professional tree throwing gloves on.
My lower lumbar, so sore. Could I get a government check every week? Thank you. All right. What do you want me to throw?
You want me to throw a keg over this fucking light pole?
I'll throw the audience over themselves.
Dude, I can't even decorate a tree. I get sore.
Excuse me, I'm from the government. I just saw you throw a tree. Oh, I would. I don't know.
I got. Oh, I'm so. And my lats.
Government. She.
Oh. The tree. The money. And you.
My
saw.
Lumbar.
We're mixing them up. No, there's Woody Allen. The tree. Yeah. Didn't know you were following me. And then the mistake.
Are you doing Woody Allen?
Yeah.
Sure. No, my back. No, you're a wonderful government worker. You just, you know, you missed it by just a little bit. I
was pulling weeds. I found I was very good at it. So I don't mean to be didactic or facetious, but
it was a flying tree. It's an optical illusion. It was a tree that had a helicopter motif on the top of it.
Literally jumped out of my hands and gave it no push.
I used to do a great Woody Allen. I'm so rusty.
I think Woody is tough when we do it when he's really fast. He's really out of breath. It's harder. Okay, so there's that one.
No, like it's your wonderful. Okay, that one was funny. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Okay, this is, I keep getting sent this over the years. This is Austria. Linz, to be specific. Linz, there's a great improv.
Okay.
And so they have this.
Am I supposed to believe this is real and not Photoshopped?
No, this is real. This is the funniest part.
This is real. Oh, wow.
In Austria, and I kept getting sent this going, what is this? So some artist, it says at the bottom, and so he does a smart thing because he takes an old picture of me, he puts, it's better to burn out than fade away on the side, and then he puts the quote, Kurt Cobain. So everything's wrong. I'm not Kurt Cobain.
Wow, he got...
With quotes from Neil Young, right? So...
Absolutely.
So it just generates a lot of attention because people go, well, that's not... No, that's Spain. No, but that quote isn't. And then it just got a lot. But he painted a whole freaking.
And what country is this in?
Austria.
Where is it? What country? Austria. So that's where these people. Everybody talks like Arnold there. Look, it's a flabby loser, a silly quote by another loser, and the whole thing is a loser fest.
This is a sample conversation of someone walking by.
You know, they're Austrian.
Look at this baby man. Look at the baby man. And he's holding his fingers up like two, because I only weigh 2 pounds.
Yeah. And he poops his diaper twice a day for the 2 fingers. He's like a little baby girl.
You poop. What did you do in your diaper, number two?
I would like to tie his flabby pectoral muscles together so he could put them under a tree and it'd be a loser Christmas.
Oh, I want to explain this one.
Yeah, go ahead. What is this?
This is an ex-cruise ship worker. Here's the reason why we throw free ice cream parties. I thought this was kind of funny because the reason is, if you take a lot of cruises, I don't think you do, but
no,
an average of 6 to 8 people die on every cruise. And every time they do, they have to throw them in the ice and they have to make room for the body. So they throw a party. So every time someone dies, they throw a party and quietly just freeze it until they land and they can take the body off. Isn't that nuts?
Wait, let me say.
Well, wait, so let me get my head around this. Wait, no, wait,
wait, wait, wait. You know what you're saying? No, it's crazy. So 6 people die per cruise.
Yeah, that's the first shocking thing.
They throw this free ice cream party. So everyone goes to the ice cream party and then they're moving the cadavers to the dock.
No, it's only to make room in ice. Because they have to throw the body in there.
They get, I see.
Isn't that nuts?
Well, sign me up for a Carnival cruise. I'm going to actually, just hold on a second. Travel agent? Yeah, Carnival cruise? Yeah. And I want 2 tickets to the ice cream party at the end.
Yeah. If there's another ice cream party, everyone goes, isn't that exciting? They're like, not really, because you mean someone croaked? You know?
Right. Because the old timers, the people go on all the cruise ships all the time, they go, oh, we got a lot of croakers this time. Never seen this much ice out here. Woo!
What if you're just hungover and you wake up next to a dilly bar and you're like, oh, wait, do they think I'm dead? Am I in the ice cream thing? By the way, I will tell you, Dana, in a side story, my brother...
I just like Dilly Bar. That was a good reference.
Dilly Bar is funny, right? From Dairy Queen?
Dilly Bar is funny.
My brother... Oh, here's how he breaks news to me. He goes like this. Do you remember... Oh, I have to change the name. He goes, you remember from high school? He goes, hey, remember Jill Harris? I was like, oh, yeah. He goes, remember her from high school? I go, oh, did you see her? She's got really pale blue eyes. She's super pretty. He goes, yeah, she croaked. I go, what? And he goes, yeah. And I go, Brian, we don't, that's how you break it to me. She croaked? You mean she passed away? Sad story about someone I've known for 30, 20 years.
He goes, is he from the 1940s?
Yeah. He goes, yeah, this broad croaked. And then he goes, this week, I don't know if the other friend, you know, is going to be around because there's the funeral and all that bullshit. And I go, yeah, the funeral.
Yeah, callous much?
Yeah, he's very callous. He's an iron worker. You know, he's funny. He doesn't even say funeral. He goes, it's going to be a while because I got to do all the bullshit. I go, the funeral? He's like, yeah.
Well, I like his voice. I'd like to have a guy. Yeah,
he's like Kurt Russell, my brother. He's super tough. He's cool. But he's very like a little rougher on the edges. Has anyone seen my Dilly Bar? All right, go ahead. You learned something new on that one, Danny. You learned something
about- I saw the Poseidon Adventure. I'm not going to sign up. 10,000 stinky alcoholics on a plane with rogue waves coming. You know, I mean, and not my idea of a great time. This is called the Woody episode.
You've never done a cruise ship, though, right? Because my friends have. Yeah, a lot of people have.
I want to be able to get off. I don't want to be, you know. No, I'd be on our manager Gervitz's little sailboat in the Caribbean.
Yeah. You want to come with me?
We're going to stop in the Bahamas.
I have a boat just like yours, except mine's expensive.
We zigzag through the islands. It's really fun.
Eddie Vedder might come.
he's fully vettered.
Have you been vettered? I said that last trip.
It's my one joke. All right, what do we got here?
This is a story about, I don't know if we can play this, but just the story is this woman is cute. She's on Instagram. And a lot of guys obviously like her. So post a couple thirst traps. And then what happens was, I don't know if this is good or bad. I'm going to get your opinion. She gets mean comments. Okay, play it.
The ultimate revenge on her haters, but the method has people divided. Roxy Styles has been getting a lot of mean comments, many of which are from women she doesn't know. She got tired of the hate and decided to get back at them in a very unique way.
I am gonna find your husbands today.
She was going to become a homewrecker. She did a bit of investigating on the women who were mean to her, found their husbands on social media, and slid in their DMs to test their loyalty.
Oh, I can't see any posts, but you do have your hubby tagged.
Many of those men spoke to her in ways their wife probably wouldn't approve of, to say the least, and she then shared screenshots of those conversations with the wife who was making the mean comments originally.
Ladies, I don't want you. But if you're mean to me,
isn't that crazy?
Well, she's a charmer. I mean, she's a charming, you know,
old fashioned.
It's on the husband. It's just the idea that they would collapse in a second because of a 36D. They'd be, hey, honey, you know, what are you going to do? Bust my balls for? What can I do? She came at me with those twins, and I like, you know, I'm like
nothing
a little kid.
I can do. It's National Nipple Week.
Touch them, honey.
Grab screen.
I don't want to, but I got.
Honey, look, even you can't stop.
Oh, yeah, the wife gets in on it. I know I'm not even bi, but I gotta get him too.
Is this the girl? Oh, no, honey, you fell for it. God, how crazy. She shakes her booty and the guy's like, and then she goes, hey, your husband is into me. After one text, hey, are you married? Not really. Want to hang out sometime? 100%.
I would just say, FYI, I don't know. It's a low IQ individual that's attracted to a woman who's that obvious. Yeah. I don't like it. It's like, you know.
I like it a little played down. I like.
But if she's listening to this, you know, Godspeed, I wish you all the best. You know,
hey, I wish you the best.
Capiche, rubber chicken. You know what I mean? Listen to me. You do what you do. Mm-hmm. I do what I do. Rubber chicken, capiche?
What is rubber chicken?
A friend of mine used to say that all the time. He was just, his phrase was, you do what you do. I do what I do. Rubber chicken, capiche? And he would add no when he'd eat pasta and he liked it. He would add no at the end. He'd be eating the pasta. He'd go, this good pasta, no?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, this good pasta, no? Okay, this is one we can talk over. Okay. I just found it. It's Brad Pitt, Penelope Cruz in a commercial for Chanel. Both perfect-looking humans. It's really well done, but we can talk over it. And, yeah, there they are.
Well, yes. Well lit.
I like him.
Why not stay?
That sounds cool.
Brad Pitt and Penelope Cruz in We're Beautiful.
Yes.
Even the waitress is cute.
My face is so handsome, birds die.
Yeah, even when he squints, he's good looking.
Yes. Yes.
Meeting rare for the both of you.
Are they at dinner or are they on the beach?
Yes, of course.
Doesn't matter where they are. They're just looking at each other thinking, I'm better looking than you are.
What is the ad for, the waitress or the... Is
it Chanel.
The purse?
Let's take a gorgeous hike with our gorgeous faces.
I like that big collar he has. I don't hate it.
No, I love Brad Pitt, man.
Excuse me.
What?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, do you have any...
Oh, it's a punchy ending. Punchy ending.
Very sexy. Brad Pitt.
Based on a movie. That's
I love
a movie?
That. Oh, it's a very French kind of... noir. I mean, Brad Pitt, that's a good plan.
Bop, bop, bop.
But anyway, with the ad agency's like, okay, who are the most best looking faces on planet Earth? Okay, yes. The AI said Brad Pitt and Penelope Cruz.
Beep, boop, beep, bop, beep, bop,
we
beep.
Put them in a commercial, we make it black and white, we got da 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 music, and then we count the money when we sell more shell.
So, what was it for? The purse that was sitting
Chanel.
Between them?
I think it's Chanel's. This is for Heather to chime in.
Is it a perfume, Heather, or is it the purse?
Or is it both?
Oh, the perfume.
But these people branch out. You know, they branch out to ancillary markets, rubber chicken, capiche. They might have purses. They might have whatevers.
Yeah, I'm telling you. The Chanel, first of all, everybody in my life is like, I need a Chanel purse. There's a Chanel the size of the Beverly Center they just made. And it's packed to the gills. They start at $5,000 every purse. It's ridiculous. I would get that perfume if they could promise me I would look a little more like Brad Pitt or a little more like Penelope Cruz. I don't care.
Would you either look more like Penelope Cruz or Brad Pitt? You could be a female version of Penelope Cruz. The thing is that women, we can ask Heather to chime in, like they don't want a perfect face. Mm. They want the face to be a little off, you know, because there's
the right place.
So. It's a problem for you because you have like a perfect face. but we'll have to ask Heather and or Chris.
Do you want
on
me to show that thing?
I would not say no to perfection.
What is that? A tribute to a film? That?
That's what the commercial is.
Oh, a short film. A tribute to the film A Man and a Woman by director Claude Lelouch.
But
okay.
But isn't like Harrison Ford, like women love Harrison Ford, but his nose goes a little crooked. There's like these movie star men that have just a little something slightly off.
Yeah, they all like they can be a little beat up, I think. Have to be good looking, but in a beat up way, I think is the way to go. Brad's not really beat up looking, but he getting older, he just looks cooler and squintier and whatever he's doing, if he's doing anything, I want in. I don't care.
Well, he's still fit. He's got a great head of hair, and he was incredible in
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time.
Oh yeah.
What'd that guy say to you? Says I'm a goddamn has been. Don't cry in front of the Mexicans. That's a little scene for you.
Love him. All right. Oh, I just saw this today. This is dumb. You remember this World War II photo? You
of
might have
course.
Been here that day. Do you remember? Was it crazy?
I have been around a long time. I'll tell you that much. I remember Nixon Kennedy. I remember that campaign. Do the math. All right. Here we are. An iconic World War II photo showing a non-consensual kiss was almost banned from display. It didn't last
long.
Oh,
it didn't get banned. I thought when I read it, it was banned, but now it's not. So they... Or pull up to the kiss.
Can we pull it
up? Because this
bit?
Is a famous photo. And the truth is, all these guys got back from the war and all the women, everyone was drunk, they said. And guys were getting off and the women were going crazy and they all kissed each other. They found this couple because 30 years later and they wound up getting married. And so this whole thing is like a little too crazy. Like, oh,
right.
We don't believe in, You know, nobody wants someone to just go up and kiss people. If you can't
find a sexual partner in Times Square when it's V-Day, the end of a five-year horrible war, I mean, people were just hooking up. It was the craziest thing. Actually, 32 million people's birthdays are on V-Day 1945. That's how many pregnancies happened that night in New York City alone. I made that up, but it sounded good for a while.
They almost called it J-Day, Jizz Day. But, you know, also, Dana, almost, they didn't call it that.
We have a squirting jizz, and let's see if we can get a trifecta for a testicle implant.
Look at Dana in the background walking around the ice cream cone. He's like 5 years old. What's going on?
Did you? I had bangs. I had bangs until I was 60.
I was cute for a good run there, and then this happened. Okay, God, I had another one more thing to say about this, and I can't remember. Okay, we'll keep going.
Oh, the best joke of the world. Forgot it.
This was a big wedding.
I read about this.
Yes. I just think it's funny because some super rich guy, Ivanka Trump, Indian billionaire. Now, what is the point? They're all rich. You have to get paid. There's no way you're flying to India to go to a wedding of someone you don't know at all.
No.
What's going
on? But wait a minute. Rihanna is an incredible singer and dancer. I mean, she's a superstar entertainer. I heard she got $6 or $6.3 million. So, and maybe they paid for the gas on her jet. I don't know. But Zuckerberg, what is he going to light up the party? Oh, I want to meet Mark Zuckerberg. What about Rihanna? She's okay, but Zuckerberg, he's the moon.
Hey, Zuck.
How much did they pay Zuck?
By the way, Zuck was caught on video. Of course, everyone's caught on video all day. Not caught, but he was just talking to the guy. And of course, they have literally nothing to say. And so Zuck goes, hey, that's a sweet watch. And he goes, oh, $1 million. And he goes, ooh, like 1 million is like a drop of one penny to him. But he's like, whoa. And so they start oohing and awing over this watch. He's like, oh, it's a Padget. Well, I don't even know. Whatever.
it's a Pajeringa. It's a Pajeringa.
And they're like, oh, and they have to be all interested. Oh, you're paying us to be here. So we have to be like, ooh, ah. And then they said afterwards, someone goes, oh, Rihanna didn't give it everything. She was sort of lazily going through a performance. But, you know, in her defense, she's lazy. That's her thing. You see her at the Super Bowl? You're not hiring the Rockettes. You know what I mean? She's not like, hi-ya, ha-da-da, hi-ya. She's smoking weed all the time. That's what she...
Yeah, she's
that,
cool.
That's her brand.
And
she's
it's a
cool.
corporate date. It's a wedding.
Corporate gig.
People are drunk. But I wonder what the billionaire was smoking when they go, okay, Shashi Shaw, what do you want for your birthday party? Who do you want to invite? He's back. Rihanna?
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg, why not? And, fuck it, Ivanka.
Well, maybe the guy from Mad Men. He's just literally like looking through the Daily Mail going, that guy.
Yeah, who turned down the gig? I want John Hamm.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't even know me. That's
dress like
Hamm.
Don Draper and jump around my party. He's like, okay, pay me. I'll do it.
She's $6 million for her. We would have done it for $1 million each.
I did a party for a rich guy. He goes, I'll fly out. It's for my daughter. And, you know, it's literally like, hey, is it okay if she like shoves her ice cream cone in your face? I'm like, yeah, put it in the deal. That's fine. I don't care.
I did one for a guy whose birthday. He was 98 and his wife was 60. Their house was like a Scarface mansion in Vegas. It had like literally mermaids in the pool and jugglers and a carnival.
Yeah.
And he's like this. And then I went in, Whitney Cummings opened for me. It was the toughest environment ever because they'd see us on YouTube shooting a special.
Yeah.
And it was like I mean, it was death. It was like, and they're like, they don't understand. It's a pavilion. They can't hear me. They can barely see me. Yeah. And the weird part of that was that Joe Rogan was there, who I love. And I said, can I get up in front so I can hear and see what Whitney's dealing with in the pavilion? And they go, yeah, but wear a mask so they don't see you. They don't know who you are. So I'm walking up and I've got this mask on. This is when the pandemic was kind of ending. And Joe looks at me and goes, get that mask off your face. And I try to say, they told me to wear it so people won't see me. But he thought I was paranoid. This was after the pandemic. But anyway, when then they hire you for the party and you're on a stage like the size of a 3x3 and you're over in the corner and there's no microphone and they're all drunk. And I go, you weren't as good, were you?
That's it? That's all your best stuff? And you're like, well, no one even heard me. I don't have a microphone.
Man, I once played a corporate gig where I was 100 feet from the nearest person, and they had their backs to me at a cocktail party. I'm kidding. This was like, I was getting paid a lot of money. I was like, so anyway, and they were just backs 100 feet away talking amongst themselves.
Couldn't give a care, yeah.
Is it my fault?
All right, next one. I just thought, because you're into basketball, is this Caitlin Clark? It's a big deal. She broke the record. But should it be compared with a men's record? I don't know. Are all the records compared with men and women? I don't know.
Well, the best basketball game I saw last year was the NCAA championship for women. Mm-hmm. So the way women play basketball now, I don't know when you would compare it to. They're really athletic. They're very strong. And she's just got an amazing talent, kind of like
She can drain threes all day, right?
Yeah, she's kind of like Steph Curry in drag or something. She has a real gift. So I would count it as the greatest thing ever. She's got tall people checking her, double teaming her. I mean, every team tries to stop her.
It's teams. Oh, look who was there, stupid Theo. Our buddy Theo went to that game. Look at him. Hey, man. That's cool. Caitlin. There's this one time that I had a basketball stuck in my ribs and I had to go to a vet because the only doctor was actually a spaceman.
I knew a woman in the neighborhood. She accidentally swallowed a basketball. Everyone thought she was pregnant and her mother took her to the hospital. And they just said, she's not having a baby. She's throwing up a basketball. It was like,
I knew a pregnant girl in fifth grade. She went to my school. Everybody knew it though. Are you catching the big game or making big mods going on that first date? Or installing that first brake kit, binging that new show, or watching install videos? When you're a real car lover, the choice is obvious. eBay Motors has you covered with over 122 million parts to fit your number one ride or die.
Brake kits, turbochargers, LED headlights, exhaust kits, bumpers, roof racks, and engines. Whether you're into the speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has all the parts you need for the ride you love. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash.
And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. True Green is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. Now, you're out there. You have acres and acres, hundreds of acres. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. No. Weed control, which you hate. Fertilization. Mm-hmm. Aeration.
Huh? Can't stand it.
Among others. They'll do all of that. So you can do literally anything else. Dana's out there like Yellowstone. You have better things to do in your free time. I know you do. You don't want to focus on lawn care.
True Green is too good to be true, is what I'm saying. But it is true. Right, David? Because you're going to have more time to do things that you want to focus on.
All the hard work. And it gets you to a great lawn. That's what you want. You take care of everything else you got to do in your life. You're very busy. Let True Green take care of this one thing. Get it off your plate.
You know what? I do have some space. I want to put some grass down. I'll call you later, True Green.
Talk to True Green. Where can listeners purchase or learn more? You go to truegreen.com. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people, guaranteed.
You can trust True Green to give you the best lawn because they are the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour.
Whoa.
They offer a satisfaction guaranteed, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. That is such a cool thing.
Good job, True Green. You're nailing it.
Hmm.
I had
hey,
to learn.
Hey, que pasa?
Oh, hey. Hey,
que pasa?
Is that what they say when you walk into sushi?
I think that's what's happening in Spanish. Que pasa? Que pasa? David Ospero.
I had a difficulty learning German in high school. It's a very tough language.
Hmm.
I did it through that textbooks and a teacher. I would have rather had Rosetta Stone.
You know, you not being able to learn German is very, very interesting.
But stupid.
But stupid.
Now, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. We know this. Available on desktop as an app. Truly immerses you in the language you want to learn.
Yeah, this is planning a trip to Italy. And I think Rosetta Stone is my ticket to speak a better language.
Hey!
Hey, I want a pizza pie. But I'll be saying it in Italian. Hey, I want a pizza pie. Sounds like
that's better
English, but it's still, that was
they
Italian.
Say, do you want to sound perfectly fluent or do you want to sound like Ratatouille?
Honestly, trusted experts for 30 years, David, with millions of users and 25 languages offered. You want to hear some?
Yeah, the
Spanish,
big ones.
French. Oh, Spanish, French, Italiano, Sturman, Korean, Chinese, Chinese,
careful,
Dutch, Arabic, Polish.
Fast language acquisitions. Rosetta Stone.
Should I read that straight?
It immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and you think in the language, Dana. That's
yes.
the hard part.
No, I do like their process. The intuitive process picks up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention, David, because we all took Spanish in high school, and all we can say is, ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Yeah.
I can find a library, but nothing else. Rosetta Stone is a game changer.
It's like having
David.
A personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. We said the desktop, the app options, audio companion. You can do it offline. It's amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages. For any and all trips and language needs in life, that's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. That is
wow.
a steal. I'll say
Whoa.
That in English, a steal.
Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Fly on the Wall listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
Visit rosettastone.com/fly. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/fly today. Okay, what's this?
Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, here's Jeff Foxworthy cleaning his house.
Okay.
We're on to impressions.
Okay, this is Mike James' impression.
So far, so good.
If you've ever used a leaf blower to clean the inside of your house, you might be a redneck.
It's horrible. Now, here, if you... Yeah. No, I like, okay. I used to do Jeff Foxworthy on SNL, so I really should recuse myself from this.
Can we hear a little bit of it for just a second?
If people see you and run, you could be the AIDS virus. If you have, I think I had a bit about that. We had to change it to Ebola. So it was like... It was like, if you... Actually, let's skip this whole bit.
okay. I
put
you
on the
spot.
I was going to go back to the one about the kissing on D-Day, because you said something that reminded me of an old Dennis Miller joke, where he goes, you know, folks, they're going to cure AIDS one day. And let me tell you something. If you don't get laid that day, guys, you better give it up. It ain't getting any easier.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Yes.
That was from his act, folks. Don't blame me.
That was
me.
From Dennis's act.
Yeah, that's a funny one, though.
Okay.
Okay, here's another impression.
I'm
going to
guess the impression. Okay.
Okay, this is Jeff Bridges.
This is Paul Magby.
Paul Magby is doing what, Dana? Guess.
Jeff Bridges. Here we go.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Me so no like the no boo. They think they so smarty. Think of their brains so big.
Jabba the Hutt?
Be gone with them.
Jar Jar Binks.
No, he's more like I think he was faster, oh, right?
Okay, sorry. Who is that? Jabba the Hutt.
Okay, okay. Who's this? Here we go.
It's Steve Kennedy.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Doing.
Hey, guys. Steve here. Today we got a little Clint Eastwood and Droopy Dog. Hypothetical situation, huh? Droopy Dog over there says for $5 he'll put on an exhibition with a Shetland pony. Anybody know what law's been broken here? Besides cruelty to animals? You know what? You've got some big balls, Clint. Because of that, bud, I'm going to piss all over your front lawn. Okay.
Well, that was good. It was funny. You know, Droopy Dog and Clint Eastwood, a nice mashup. I thought the Clint was, you know, nicely done, recognizable. Mm.
Yeah,
and the Droopy Dog, you could probably go a little harder at it, maybe.
How fucking is it,
How
old is Droopy Dog?
I was probably around in the 1940s.
Sort
of a Truman Capote almost. Well, I don't know what you want to do with me. I'm Droopy Dog. I haven't seen it in 50 years, so I can't swear about it. I could do Felix the Cat for you.
Radio. Is that him?
No, I was. That was just my Tucker Carlson laugh.
Okay, should we do another impression? Or Dana, do you have one you worked on or not?
I could do one. Oh, let's do a couple of redneckies.
Okay.
All right, let me read this. I'm redneckie, the redneck comedian. I met my future wife next to a gas pump. She said, "You look like a premium type dude." I said, "This dick is diesel, baby. Come on, get home." Okay. Start out good. A little too wordy. It's we'll work on that long, one. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm redneckie. That was Kenneth Bernhardt. Thank you for putting that in. Caught a few words. And
he's like,
back
don't
in.
Say my name after you shit on it.
Well, it's just a little too many words.
I agree.
I'm redneckie, the redneck comedian. My mama came home wearing only one shoe, and I said, "Hey, mama, you lost a shoe." And she said, "Nope, found one. Come and get some."
Oh, okay.
So she went out barefoot. That's not bad. That's not bad.
That's a bit of a thinker.
Yeah, Rob Willoughby from Melbourne, Down Under. Put a shrimp on the
Melbourne.
Shrimp on the Bobby. Here's another one from Natalie. I'm redneckie, the redneck comedian. I asked mama why she was vacuuming naked. And she said because she had finished the sweeping. Come and get some.
Oh, okay. It was a little bit of a...
She was naked the whole time.
Bit
okay.
of a twist.
Pretty good joke.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last one from Warren.
Warren, our business manager.
Yeah. I'm redneckie, the redneck comedian. I brought a woman back to my place. She asked if I had protection. I told her I'm covered by Allstate. Come and get some.
Okay, that's I'm not laughing out loud, but I'm saying they're good. This is we're used to mm-hmm. jokes in comedy, yeah. but I say okay, there's something yeah. there.
Thanks for sending them in is the main thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, do you have any ones you want to do? You have any Putin? Do you have anything good for us?
This is I like when Biden when they put him. He's had a long day,
mm-hmm.
and he gets really tired, and he kind of spaces out, and then he itches. His nose.
Okay,
so the weird part about me doing Joe Biden, I'm Irish, my eyes are close together, so I kind of, and I'm not that much younger than him, so I look kind of like, yeah. So I'll do it with him. Tired Joe itches nose in slow motion. Yeah, because that's the thing about the people. And there's some people said, well, they don't. My God.
So dumb. What was he looking into the sun after?
Well, I just thought at the end he would look like E.T. You know? Where's the mothership? Hey.
Pick me up. My work is done here.
Slow motion Biden.
I
gotta
like
laugh.
It. Listen, we laugh. Okay.
Oh, I've seen him do it. I mean, it's not made up. Now, lately, Putin has been really, really rattling his saber at dyslexia for a moment. And he talks so casually about launching nukes. It's kind of funny. I have a lot of nukes. I will launch them. Your nukes are like little girls. They're soft and cuddly. Shane Gillis would call your nukes gay.
I like to hear a real name in there. Like when you hear Japanese people talking, they go, no, tater tots.
My nukes are big and strong and fast. They will destroy you. They will make you explode. Should I launch? Perhaps not. I got to get this more organized.
No, it's good.
If I launch my nukes, America will sound like this. Or Boshitish. Womp, womp.
That's what it's. That's the second one.
And then you cut to Biden. Holy shisky. I can't believe he's going to try to launch nukes.
This guy's got nukes. Oh, there's the nose. Yeah.
That's a good closer. This has been a presentation of Odyssey. Superfly is executive produced by Dana Carvey and David Spade. Charlie Finan of Brillstein Entertainment, Jenna Weiss-Berman of Odyssey, Heather Santoro, and Greg Holtzman.
Hope you liked it.
Mm-hmm.